With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted that you've joined me for the next hour listening to wonderful sacred choral and organ music. On the program this week, we mark two celebrations, one secular and the other liturgical. For Mother's Day, we'll listen to music from across the centuries honoring Mary, Mother of Jesus. We'll also listen to music for the Feast of the Ascension, which occurs on Thursday, 40 days after the resurrection on Easter. We'll hear beautiful and moving music by J.S. Bach, Peter Phillips, Imant Ramench, Sergei Rachmaninoff, and others. We'll begin with a plain chant setting of Regina Caeli Laetare from 16th century France. Setting the text, Queen of Heaven, Rejoice, Alleluia, it'll be followed by a setting of the same text by Spanish Renaissance composer Tomás Luis de Victoria. Both are performed by Seraphic Fire. Patrick Dupre Quigley conducts.
Oh.
Patrick Dupré-Quigley led Seraphic Fire in two settings of Regina Caeli Laetare. We just heard a motet by Tomás Luis de Victoria, and it was preceded by a 16th century plain chant from France. The familiar words of the Ave Maria translated begin, "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you." We'll hear a lovely late 20th century setting in Latin by American composer David Conti. It was commissioned in 1991 by Chanticleer and is dedicated to Mr. Conti's mother, Nancy. We'll hear it performed by the Christ Church Schola Cantorum of Rochester, New York. Stephen Kennedy directs. Ave Maria, as set by David Conti. The Christ Church Schola Cantorum of Rochester, New York, was led by Stephen Kennedy. Mary's song of praise, known as the Magnificat, coming from the Gospel of Luke, has been set innumerable times as a choral piece. It also has found a place in the chorale and hymn literature over the centuries. From the Schubler chorales of J.S. Bach, we'll hear an organ setting based on the chorale which sets the Magnificat, Meine Seele erhebt den Herrn. Douglas Cleveland plays the Fritz organ at St. Joseph Cathedral in Columbus, Ohio. Douglas Cleveland played the Schubler Chorale Meine Seele erhebt den Herrn by J.S. Bach. He played the organ at St. Joseph Cathedral in Columbus. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. English Renaissance composer Peter Phillips went into self-exile in the Low Countries of Northern Europe when Catholicism was under attack in England, so his works were not as well known as other composers of the time until recent decades. Among his stunning works for eight-part choir is a setting of Salve Regina Vita Dulcedo, Hail Queen, Our Life, Our Sweetness, and Our Hope. The Choir of Royal Holloway performs under the direction of Rupert Goff.
Thank you.
Salve Regina Vita Dulcedo by Peter Phillips. The Choir of Royal Holloway was led by Rupert Goff. As we celebrate Mother's Day, it's impossible not to also recognize mothers' roles in shaping and nurturing children. In our next selection, we hear the voices of children singing words by one of their own. A former chorister of the Cathedral of St. John in Albuquerque wrote the words to Listen to the Song of the Children, set here by Philip Moore. Maxine Thévenot leads the choristers in this premiere recording. Edmund Connolly plays the organ. Listen to the Song of the Children, with words by Alexandra Goodman and music by Philip Moore. The choristers of the Cathedral of St. John in Albuquerque were directed by Maxine Thévenot. The Eastern European roots of Canadian composer Imant Ramanj are evident in his music, though in subtle ways. He clearly has developed his own musical language, and we'll hear his setting of Ave Maria next. John Washburn directs the Vancouver Chamber Choir, joined by mezzo-soprano Sandra Graham.
Thank you.
The Vancouver Chamber Choir and mezzo-soprano Sandra Graham performed Ave Maria by Imant Ramanj. John Washburn conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Rejoice, O Virgin, a variation on the Ave Maria text, is the final portion of the Vespers section of Sergei Rachmaninoff's All Night Vigil. We'll hear it performed by the Dale Warland Singers, led by Dale Warland. Rejoice, O Virgin, a hymn-like portion of the Rachmaninoff Vespers, was sung by the Dale Warland Singers. Polish composer Henryk Gorecki wrote his haunting and transcendent piece, Totus Tuus, in honor of Pope John Paul II's third pilgrimage to Poland in 1987. Its repetitive prayer, O Mary, I am wholly thine, instills an aura of meditation and contemplation in the listener. We'll hear it sung by the Vasari Singers, led by Jeremy Backhouse. Music of Henryk Gorecki on With Heart and Voice.
Thank you.
Jeremy Backhaus led the Vasari Singers in the beautiful Totus Tuus by Henrik Gorecki. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The Feast of the Ascension is celebrated 40 days after the Resurrection and recalls Christ's ascent into heaven. In 1988, Patrick Gowers wrote an anthem for the consecration of the Bishop of Oxford, which occurred on Ascension Day that year. He incorporated words from the proper for Ascension Day, along with words from a hymn by Christopher Wordsworth. The music is based on a chorale melody of his own composition, and the result is a stunning anthem with organ duet accompaniment, Viri Galilei. John Scott leads the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, with organists Andrew Lucas and Martin Baker. Veri Galilei by Patrick Gowers was sung by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. John Scott directed. As a devout Roman Catholic composer, Olivier Messiaen's music is infused with the mystical element of faith, and his four-movement suite, L'Ascension, from the early 1930s, depicts his interpretation of the Ascension. The second movement is inscribed with the title Serene Alleluias from a Soul Longing for Heaven, and the music is of an ethereal quality, presenting several variations on an original melody. The final section almost evokes an image of angel wings fluttering as the soul ascends. James Jordan plays the organ of the Church of the Transfiguration in Orleans, Massachusetts.
Thank you.
The Memphis Boy Choir and Chamber Choir, led by John Eyre, sang Gerald Finzi's stunning ascension anthem, God Has Gone Up. Earlier, we heard organist James Jordan perform Serene Alleluias from the Ascension Suite by Olivier Messiaen. Thank you for joining me for today's program, as we've listened to music to honor Mother's Day and to anticipate the coming Feast of the Ascension. I hope you've enjoyed the selections I've chosen and found them to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. This program is available for on-demand listening on our website, withheartandvoice.org. We hope you'll like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for another edition of With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.